Unfortunately and regrettably, the police disassociated themselves from those statements that DCOP, Mr. Prince Gabriel Wabu, made. We are very disturbed by the press release issued by the police service because we believe strongly that the statements made by DCOP Gabriel Wabu was nothing but a statement of fact born out of the Police Service Act itself and the 1992 Constitution. The Police Service Act clearly states that in matters of internal security, the police service has the primary role and responsibility to maintain law and order. The Constitution virtually reinforces what the Police Service Act says. It places squarely in the domain of the police service to maintain internal peace and security, and that includes the management of elections security in this country. It is for that reason that when the National Election Security Task Force was formed, the Inspector General of Police was made the chairman of that body. There are allied security services which support the police in the discharge of their mandate when it comes to the management of election security in our country. The CDS, who is, if you like, the leader of the armed forces, is a member of that task force. But you see, the issue is that the police are the ones who must respond. The military comes in only and only when the police are overstretched and overwhelmed. And in fact, even if they have to intervene, they do that at the behest of the police. That is the security architecture we have adapted for ourselves. And so when we witnessed shooting in Techiman South, where soldiers were first responders, we thought that that was regrettable, it was unfortunate, and should never repeat itself. And so what the DCOP simply said was nothing but a statement of fact, and it is our expectation that moving into election 2024, we expect the police to discharge their mandate very effectively and efficiently in order to make it unnecessary for the military to be brought in. Because the military, as you and I know, are not trained primarily to maintain internal law and order. And so when you bring them in, normally you are bound to have certain challenges. As much as possible, we think that the police service, you know, should be adequately equipped and tooled to perform their functions and only bring in the military as a last resort. And so we decry the conduct of the police service by disassociating themselves with statements attributed to the DCOP Gabriel Wabu, because those were statements of fact. Worst of all, they are even saying now he would be subjected to internal disciplinary proceedings. For what offense? For stating what is obvious and factual? For stating what is born out of the law and the constitution of the land? That is why we found it necessary this afternoon to state categorically that we will not countenance any meddling in the task assigned the police service moving into election 2024 by any other security agency of our state, unless and until the police themselves have found it necessary and reasonable to invite them to assist them discharge that mandate.